When compared to human health, the veterinary profession has few tools available to them to support the ability for them to prescribe medications to the preferred location of the pet parent. Since 1996, a number of online pharmacies have catered and benefited from this void in the market. The results have been limited competition and an enormous amount of time spent by veterinary professionals using antiquated and restrictive technologies such as phones, faxes, and proprietary portals to prescribe the proper medication to pet parents. The process and lack of options have been frustrating for both veterinary staff and pet parents. But things are changing. A veterinarian in Texas, Dr. Wendy Krause, is the first veterinarian testing a pharmacy-agnostic e-prescribing platform with her pet parents. Dr. Krause is helping the veterinary industry finally catch up with their human physician counterparts with the ability to e-prescribe medications without picking up the phone and calling in the prescription, and allowing pet parents to pick up their fur kids' drugs at the location of their choosing, even a locally owned independent pharmacy. Dr. Krause graduated from Texas A&M in 2004 with a biomedical science degree, and in 2008 with a doctorate degree from Texas A&M College of Veterinary Medicine. Dr. Krause practiced in the clinical setting in Las Vegas, Houston, and Baytown, Texas for 14 years. In December 2021, she joined Heal House Call Veterinarian, and in May 2022 started her own house call business part-time and went full-time as a house call vet at the end of 2022. We are delighted to have Dr. Krause join us today and talk about her interest in and experience with e-prescribing. So I'm here with Dr. Krause. Dr. Krause, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate it.
Of course. So to level set, how did the prescribing process work before you started using e-prescription? And what was that experience like for pet parents, veterinarians, and vet staff?
Okay, so prior to using e-prescription, veterinarians would either have to write a prescription out and give that to the owner to take to a local pharmacy, or we'd actually have to call in the prescription ourselves or have our staff do it if we didn't have time to. And while it doesn't seem like it's a hard thing to do, it's super time consuming. And depending on the pharmacy you're working with, they may make it easy, may make it difficult. So when you call in a prescription, you're having to relay not only your information, but also the pet parent's information, the pet's information, the prescription itself. And then, if you're handwriting a prescription, you're writing all that information out in the prescription itself too. So then the pet parent has to take it to the pharmacy, pick it up, things like that. And so it is time consuming. It just takes a lot out of your day. And when you're already busy as a veterinarian, it just adds even more to your load.
Right. And since you are one of, if not the first veterinary to e-prescribe, tell me more about what interested you in e-prescribing and why now?
So e-prescribe has never been available to veterinarians before. It's been in the human world, I believe, since the late 1990s. That's when human medicine got into e-prescribing. And honestly, I used to be in a clinic setting. I used to have all these staff members. Now I am a house call veterinarian, so it's just me, myself, and I. And the idea of having to call in prescriptions to a pharmacy, deal with a pharmacy, somewhat daunting. I carry a lot of medications myself on my truck, but I don't carry as much as you would in a clinic. And there are some drugs that even in a clinic you'd have to order or send out for. So the idea of being able to type in a prescription that gets sent electronically, me not having to be on a phone, waiting on hold, anything like that, was so enticing. It would free up so much of my time, especially since I do this on my own. And so when it was brought to me about potentially having this opportunity available, I jumped on the bandwagon. The ability to not have to tell all the information, to go through every single step of the process and just e-prescribe it is fascinating to me. It's just going to make our lives so much easier as veterinarians.
How do we make sure veterinarians across the country are informed When it comes to filing the prescriptions, are pet parents even aware that they can purchase prescriptions at local pharmacies?
You know, I think the best way to ensure veterinarians are informed, especially with these new advances in technology, is to do just like what we're doing, is to do podcasts, to share it at symposiums, vet conferences, even sharing it on social media. So much of what we find out and do is through these different sources, print media as well. So, you know, doing an article in like a local veterinary magazine like DVM360, something like that, just to make more veterinarians aware of it. And I do certainly believe pet parents are aware that they can purchase prescriptions at local pharmacies. A lot of the big box pharmacies now, you'll see advertisements on TV. You're gonna see on their counters where you either take the prescription in or check out. You'll see a sign that says, "Ask us about veterinary prescribed drugs." And so I think more pet parents are aware of it, just because of that advertising that they see on a regular basis.
Right. How has e-prescribing changed the prescribing experience for your practice? And what has the impact been on your veterinary practice?
So I've only been doing this a few weeks, maybe a little over a month now. But going back to the time, it saved me so much time. I can input multiple prescriptions within a matter of 3, 4, 5 minutes for multiple different pets at multiple different pharmacies and not waste 30, 45 minutes trying to call these pharmacies, be put on hold, transfer the information. And it's something where it's just really lessen the time I have to spend on the phone. If most vets are like me, we don't like talking on the phone. And so having to call and talk to pharmacists and relay all this information is just, it can be daunting. And at the end of the day, it's the last thing you want to do. So if I can hop on a computer, type all this information in, e-prescribe it, have it to the pharmacy in 30, 45 minutes or sooner, then I mean, it's so much easier on my part of things. And it tends to take the strain off the vets as well as the vet staff. A lot of times if as vets, we're in a clinic and we have staff surrounding us, we'll have them do this. Well, this can be daunting to them too. And they don't always have all the answers to questions pharmacists may ask. So you get a lot of this back and forth. And so just being able, like I said, to type it in has just freed up so much time for me, and I can send it to the pharmacy that pet parents want. So it may be a local compounding far or a local compounding pharmacy or a mom and pop pharmacy. It may be something like a big brand store like Walmart, CVS, Walgreens. All of these are all options for this.
Right. Most pet parents primarily shop online when considering where to purchase their medication if they don't accept the veterinarian's suggested pharmacy. In your opinion, how will e-prescribing potentially change the prescription experience for your patients and their fur parents?
You know, I think for patients, pet parents, I do believe it'll save time and frustration on everyone's part. If the, like I said just a minute ago, if the pet parent has a particular local pharmacy they love to use, maybe it's a mom and pop shop, they can use that pharmacy. They're not set on you have to use X, Y, and Z pharmacy. Maybe they know that pharmacist, maybe they're old friends and they've been around them forever. It's nice that they can pick and choose. And, you know, as a vet, many times we can order medications if we don't carry them in stock, but it can take a few days or a week to get to the pet parent. And many of the medications we use as veterinarians are used in the human world. So if they can go to a human pharmacy and have it filled in a matter of hours, it is better for the patient to get started on that medication sooner. It's easier on the pet parent. They're not having to wonder, okay, when is this medication going to come in? And it's at their convenience. So many pharmacies are open early in the morning, late at night, 24 hours. So say that pet parent is a shift worker and they use a 24-hour pharmacy. Well, they can go at 2 a.m. and pick up this prescription. You know, they're not held to just certain times that they can they can pick it up. And I think it'll just make the process so much easier for prescribing outside of our clinic or our house call practice.
Right. So let's talk about why you incorporated e-prescribing into your practice from a practical application perspective. How did you hear about your current e-prescribing partner?
So I am an independent house call vet with Heal House Call Veterinarian. When I first started with Heal, I was introduced to Jonathan Padgett, who works with PetScripts, which is an online compounding pharmacy that Heal has partnered with to do all our compounding medications. And many months ago, it was brought to my attention that there's a new platform that was being developed by Abraham Garcia, who's a really good friend of Jonathan, and Abraham's amazing team as well. And they are helping to launch veterinary medicine into the world of e-prescribing. And they are only able to do that with the help of First Data Bank. So they are the only e-prescribing company out there. And so they've worked with Abraham to get this kind of set up for the veterinary world. And so to go back, since I've known Jonathan and he knows Abraham, Jonathan approached my COO, Sam, and just asked if he thought I would be interested in trying out the platform, giving feedback, and kind of helping them pave the way for this new technology.
So help us understand the work you had to do to make the transition to e-prescribing.
My work was actually very, very easy. I did not have to do anything. It was definitely Abraham and his team that did all the work. So they coded this whole program. They actually got access to our database for Heal House Call, and they uploaded all our pet parent information, all our pets. They did research on the pharmacies that I think are within a 20 to 30 mile radius of just where I am, since I'm the only one using it. They uploaded all the pharmacy information. And then from there, they created a website that I just go on to. I search for the pet's name, which pops up with, the available pet's names, pick the client, pick the pharmacy, and then they have a whole list of medications that you pick from that you want to prescribe, and you just submit it. So really, the hard part was not on me. It was all on Abram and his team creating all of this. My part was easy. I just log in and do my thing.
Can you tell us more about the learning curve for you as a veterinarian?
It's not been hard, honestly. There have been bumps along the way, some of them from the platform just being new, some of them from me myself making errors. I mean, we're all human. We're all trying to figure it out. The website is extremely user-friendly. And the biggest thing that I have come across is making sure you have the correct pet and pet parent. So you may have 15 different chocolate labs named Hershey, but it's a matter of making sure it's like Hershey Adams and not Hershey Anderson. And sometimes if you're in a hurry, you could click the wrong name. I've done it. I made the mistake. Luckily, it was caught and fixed. But other than that, the learning curve, I mean, it's not been hard at all. Like I said, everything is just on the website. You click drop down boxes and you're good to go. It is extremely easy and convenient. And then you have a tab that says like new RX that you want to prescribe, and you have view old RXs. So you can go in and see all the ones that you've prescribed to different people in the past, what pharmacy it went to, all of their prescribing information. So you do have that as a reference as well to look back on and say, okay, on this day I did prescribe X, Y, and Z.
Right. So when thinking about federally controlled substances, what are the challenges you face when prescribing these the traditional way, especially when you send these to a consumer pharmacy?
So prescribing controlled substances is a feat in and of itself. In the clinic, you're doing your logbooks, you're making sure they're not getting refills too soon. There's lots that go into the federally controlled drugs. And as far as having them filled at a pharmacy, typically myself, I was calling those in. So you're having to call in, wait on the phone, wait on hold, speak to a pharmacist, give all the information. And it's just that time that it takes. Is it hard to call them in? No. Is it time consuming? Yes. And so with e-prescribe, at some point, it's not there yet. They're still working on it, but at some point we will be able to send in controlled substance prescriptions, just like our human doctors do for us. But there is still some authentication work that has to be done to be able to do that with the controlled drugs. It's in the works. So I don't know when that'll be available, but it is something that is being looked into.
Okay. And so according to recent studies, 60% of veterinarians use prescribed compounded medications for their patients, and most compounded pharmacies require a written prescription or phone call to create a prescription. Is there an easy way to e-prescribe compounded medications on VetHub Rx?
Yes, so PetHub Rx actually works with PetScripts, which is where I met Jonathan from. So it's an online compounding pharmacy. They were one of the first to come on with PetHub Rx. So you can actually go on to PetHub Rx and request or prescribe a compounded medication that will then go to PetScripts and be filled. So you're not, again, you're not having to call it in. You're not having to have an owner mail in an actual prescription form. It's all done electronically. And PetScripts is an amazing online compounding pharmacy that we've worked with for quite a while now.
And what future hurdles exist that will prevent veterinarians from adopting e-prescribing?
You know, I think the biggest hurdle for veterinarians, and I know many are like me, many are not, but just acceptance of new technology. In new ways to do things. In the vet world, many of us are just set in our ways. We are reluctant to change. We don't want to do new things. It's that old adage, like if it's not broken, why fix it? Change it. But the truth is, this type of technology can have great impacts on us and how we practice. It can save us so much time, so much frustration. You're not spending your last hour or 2 or 3 hours at the end of the day calling in prescriptions. Filling out prescriptions, having your staff fill out prescriptions—it's easily accessible on any, like a desktop, a laptop, anything like that. And you know, I think it's just accepting like we have this new technology available and not being afraid to try it. It's not difficult, and just the impact that it could have on us in the future and save us so much time is worth it. You know, not having to sit on hold, not having to call multiple pharmacies. Like there really is a good thing coming for us.
Great. Is there anything else that you wanted to talk about, or any closing thoughts that you wanted to leave us with?
You know, keep your eyes and ears open for this to come. I do believe I'm speaking at VMX on this as well. So each week there's new updates, each day there's new updates. I mean, there's so much potential for this new technology. And just don't be afraid to use it. This will definitely change the way you guys practice. It's changed how I practice. It's changed the time commitment I have to get things done. It's freed up time. It's made my life less stressful, so it's definitely worth it.
Great. Well, Dr. Kraus, it was awesome talking with you. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Yes, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.